You're listening to the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report for Wednesday, the 2nd of November. I'm Marie Keyworth. It's just 6 days until the election, and today saw the last policy decision from the US Federal Reserve before the country votes for a new president. The Fed said it's keeping interest rates unchanged for another month, but do we have any further clues as to what to expect in the future? I put that to Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street.
There is some chance that that decision was made because they don't want to do anything right ahead of the election. I still think that there's enough information about burgeoning inflation, good employment numbers, that the Fed will probably raise rates last meeting of the year.
And you say that you think that this is to do with not rocking the boat just ahead of the election. You could perhaps argue it's a boat that's been rocked enough.
Well, you know, it's sort of an analog of the FBI thing. The assumption was that the organizations that are attached to the federal government aren't supposed to do anything of substance when you're right before a presidential election. In the case of the FBI, they decided to violate the rule, and it may be that in the case of the Fed, they decided to follow it.
And moving on to another story from today in the United States, Facebook have just come out with results which are show that they're doing rather well.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they're explosively good numbers, but for some reason, investors weren't satisfied. The stock's down 6% after hours, and it traded down about 2% during the day. So that's a big drop. That's one of those things that you really can't understand. How can you do much better than spectacular to satisfy investors? But there are analysts over the course of the last two or three weeks who said, well, the stock is overvalued, which means they thought it would have to be a grand slam, and if it was just short of that, it wasn't good enough. The other interesting thing is that almost all of this came from mobile advertising, and in most cases, mobile advertising does not get the same yield as desktop does. So it's a good news, everybody's on mobile and we're on mobile, but the bad news is that mobile doesn't pay as well.
It's surprising to hear that, in fact, the stock market reacted so negatively considering the scale of how impressive Facebook's numbers were.
So revenue came in at 7.1 against analyst expectations of 6.9 billion. Earnings were $1.09 against expectations of 97 cents. So it's not a close call. It's a big beat. The stock is up so much so fast that it just may be that the results had to be ludicrous to keep the stock moving higher.
Doug McIntyre there. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed down 0.4% at 17,959.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.